How to Clean Up Your SPF Record to Avoid Email Delivery Nightmares. The article explains how SPF Sender Policy Framework records, which authenticate authorized email senders, can become cluttered and problematic over time if not properly maintained. As organizations adopt multiple email services, such as marketing platforms, CRMs, or ticketing systems, SPF records often accumulate outdated or duplicate entries, misconfigured settings, or excessive include statements. These issues can lead to DNS lookup failures, mail rejections, or weakened protection against spoofing. The cleanup process involves several structured steps. Locate the SPF record using DNS lookup tools and ensure only one record exists. Remove duplicates and outdated entries left behind from unused services. Consolidate active senders by verifying all legitimate email services currently in use. Optimize DNS lookups to stay within the 10 lookup limit, flattening records where necessary. Validate syntax and length, ensuring proper formatting and avoiding insecure mechanisms like plus all. Publish the updated record carefully in DNS and allow propagation. Test and monitor using validation tools and real email checks. To keep SPF records clean, organizations should maintain a list of authorized senders, review records quarterly or when changing providers, and avoid overly permissive mechanisms. The article stresses that SPF should be complemented by DKIM for cryptographic authentication and DMARC for alignment and reporting, providing a layered defense against spoofing and improving email deliverability. An effective SPF record must be accurate, concise, and regularly updated. Streamlining the record reduces technical failures, ensures legitimate emails reach inboxes, and strengthens domain security. Regular monitoring and integration with DKIM and DMARC help maintain reliable, secure email practices, while automated tools like AutoSPF simplify ongoing management.